a little bit earlier tonight. Something came up, so I tried to go to like 22, quarter two. This Torah is around 50 pages longer, more, and it would be wonderful if we could finish it together. I don't know how many more Monday nights there are this month. Could be after this, like only two more or something, two or three, something like that. So we're going to try to get through Sefer Yirmiyahu and Shavuos. But the Rebbe, Reb Nosson comes back to Shavuos later on as well, Kabbalas HaTorah. And Eretz Yisrael and Tzaddikim, there's a lot going on over here. But the core of all of this, the pnimius of all of this, is going back to what Rabbeinu Zalbet, Rabbi Nachman, is focusing on in the Torah upon which this entire halacha is based, the Torah of Tikkun Techecha, Tinyon Eches, and Tikkun Maran, which is the Koach HaMedame, which is loosely translated as the power of imagination. The Koach HaMedame. Medame L'damois means to compare one thing to another. Koach HaMedame. Which Rabbi Nachman said once, and it's brought down, Likutei Moran Chafei, Rabbi Nachman says over there that really we should give a new name to the Yetzer Hara. The traditional name, the Chazal referred to that part of us that's confusing, or that confuses us as the Yetzer Hara. Rabbi Nachman says in Chafei, Tzvichin Likreis La Yetzer Hara Shem Acher. We really should begin to call the Yetzer Hara by another name. Dahainu, Koyach HaMedam. The Koyach HaMedam. He called Ataivis Nimshachis Mikoyach HaMedam, because all of the mistakes, all the Taivis, are coming from the Koyach HaMedam. So let's talk for a minute or two about the Koyach HaMedam. It's a huge subject. In the writings of two of the tzaddikim, Rabbi Nachman and Rav Kook, the Sugi of Koyach HaMedam. By these two tzaddikim, it's a big, big, big inyan, Koyach HaMedam. Just on a very, very simple level, before we go back into this, we're going to skip to Tes Zayin. I think I mentioned that last time. So I hope you have the Likutei Halachos Tes Zayin. I mean, Ois Tes Zayin in our Torah. In Birchas HaReach, or Birchas HaYedoah Dal, we're skipping to Ois Tes Zayin. It says, V'zeh B'chinas HaDerech La'etz Yisrael. In between, Rabbi Nosson was talking about the bracha of smelling and the inyan of odor of smell, which is also discussed by Rabbi Nachman in this Torah. But beginning with Tezayin, we go to the Inyan of Eretz Yisrael, Sefer Yirmiyahu and Shavuos, which is the way that I want to be able to end our Zman. These Inyanim, Eretz Yisrael, Sefer Yirmiyahu and Shavuos. Koyach HaMedam, just a little bit more introduction before we continue. Koyach HaMedam, Rabbi Nachman refers to, and the Svarim refers to, as Eitz Hadas, Toivera. In Chabad Svarim, it's usually Klipas Noga. There are words, there are terms that are all referring to the same thing, which means there are things in a person's life that are unclear. Where in that particular situation that he's in, halacha doesn't define exactly what you're supposed to do right now. I, halacha, is with us everywhere, but how it applies to me at this moment in my life, it's not clear. At that moment, one has to enter into a deep, deep place of emunah and tefillah and dveikus b'Hashem, because at that moment there's a tremendous nisayon. And by the way, this can even happen when there are clear halachas, but the Koyach HaMedam tells you that it doesn't apply to you or doesn't apply to this time in your life. There's always that nisayon, which Rabbi Nosson writes about in another place, not here, but in Yerideya and Chukas HaAkum. I'll just read to you a sentence from what Rabbi Nosson writes over there. Iker ha-bechira v'ha-nisayin shel adam hu b'koach ha-medam. The main use of free choice and the tests of a person is with the koach ha-medam. V'tzarech kalach l'zgaber l'vara koach ha-medam. And our main responsibility in life, our avayda, is to be mevara the Koyach HaMedam, to clarify this Koyach of Koyach HaMedam. Levarer hatov shebo shenichlal b'kedusha. Remember, there's something here that can go either way. And the person has to ask himself, what's the Ratzon Hashem? And to mevarer the karech hamadam means that even though his dimyon can take him into a world of delusion and imagination, whereas Rabbi Nachman writes later on, ki medama mates adam shu medama dover ladover ad shu mahapich chas v'sholem esim ra l'tayv. The karech hamadam can tell a person that this is like this, this is like that, this is like this, oh, this is like that, to the point that he's medama hara l'tayv. It seems to him, he imagines, that which is bad to be something good. That which is bad, in his imagination, he paskins that it's something good. And the opposite, that which is really, really good for him, in his imagination, he distorts it in his imagination to think, and the imagination can take a person and dray him around, can twist him around, and take him from a thought to another thought to another thought to another thought, till he's completely, completely off, totally off, and lost in the world of Ra. It's the karcha medama, to make comparisons, to come to conclusions that are inaccurate, that are incorrect, because of one's nigiyas and one's taivas and so on, to make wrong assumptions. When you're at a crossroads in your life and you have to make a decision, the karach madama is a powerful karach of tolos, of making a mistake. And there are all kinds of dimyonis that take over a person's seichel and take over a person's emotions. Obviously, what's required is that the person uses his seichel as much as possible and his emunah. And he davens to be able to be mevara the koyach hamadama, to make a decision, to take this moment of his life, and to bring it into kedusha, into holiness, and not to bring it. It can go either way. This can go either way. We were talking a little bit in the chabur the other day about kedushin to you, and the inyan of kedusha, which the Ramban of course talks about. That there are things that officially are permitted. A person can have something to eat which is completely kosher. But as a result of eating that which is completely kosher, he can become also lost in Ra. If he takes this moment as an opportunity to bring it into Kedusha, he has that choice, either to bring it into Kedusha or to bring it into something which is not Kedusha. And therefore, Rabbi Nachman writes in many places that Hakol is tolui bebirur hamadama, that everything depends upon trying to clarify the dimyonis of the mind, to make the correct connections in the mind. Some of you might have been at the Meimarim Shir, where you were learning in Meimarim. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap, Zecher Tzadik Kol Shevracha, speaks also of the Koyach HaMedama, and he says that there are two types of dimyonis, there are two types of imagination. There is one where the neshama is trying to communicate something to the guf, when the essence of the person, the soul, is trying to communicate something which is real and true and right to the guf, to the body. There's another type of adimyon, when the guf, when the body, is trying to convince the neshama of something. When the body is taken over, when the physical is taken over, and is trying to manipulate the neshama. There are different types of adimyonis, and one has to be mevara the koyach hamadama. That's why Rabbi Nachman said that really nowadays, instead of calling it the yetzar, we should call it the koyach hamadama. One has the koyach, the ability to come to a conclusion that brings him closer to Hashem. This is the sign that he's in right now. Or he can come to some convoluted conclusion that will take him further away from Hashem's book. And it's like that with everything. So in Tes Zayin, let's begin inside. At the end, Rabbi Nosson ties this all together, what we were learning from the beginning. In a number of places here, in this long Torah, Rabbi Nosson speaks about the difficulty that we have getting to Eretz Yisrael. How hard it is for us to get to Eretz Yisrael. Which it seems odd, because the distance from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael is not great at all. And yet, it was such a difficult journey. To get from Mitzrayim to Yerushalayim is so hard. From Mitzrayim to Yerushalayim. And on a deeper level, we haven't really even gotten there yet. We're still not there the way we should be. And this journey from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael is what Rabbi Nosson speaks about here in Tezayin. Zebuchin is Haderech L'Eretz Yisrael. Mashachim Yisurim Gedolim Kodim Shabarim L'Eretz Yisrael. That there's so many Yisurim, one has to suffer, and the Jewish people have suffered so much on our way to get to Eretz Yisrael. It's so hard to get to Eretz Yisrael. K'may Shomer, Rabbi Sanz, Echon Levrachash Eretz Yisrael, Yechem Yadvarim Shabarim L'Eretz Yisurim, that you can't come to Eretz Yisrael without Yisurim. Now, Rabbi Nosson will get to this in a minute, but just let me explain a little bit here. The ultimate perfection of the Koach HaMadama, of our thoughts, of our imagination, the ultimate perfection, of course, is in Eretz Yisrael. Perfected Koach HaMadama leads a Jew to Ruach HaKodesh and to Nevuah. Eretz Yisrael is the land of prophecy, of perfected imagination, of where a person's mind, a Jew's mind, makes the connections always to Hashem and not the other way. It brings him to Hashem. So to get to that perfected Koach HaMadama, to get to prophecy, to Nevuah, to get to that clarity where our minds show us clearly how to connect to Hashem, which is Eretz Yisrael, to get there is very hard. Therefore, the path to Eretz Yisrael is filled with Yisurim, Rabbi Nosson says. L'tzrichin kama tiltulim. And there's a lot of schlepping. And we had to go dragging around in circles a lot. And there were many, many, many trips that had to be taken. Kaidim shabarim l'Eretz Yisrael, till we come to Eretz Yisrael. The gam avoseinu k'sheyotzim mitzrayim lichbosh Eretz Yisrael. And that's not only difficult for us to get to Eretz Yisrael now, but avoseinu when they left Mitzrayim to conquer the land, hesibam Hashem isbroch v'kama drachim shaydim. We had to go in different ways. We didn't go directly. Kodim shezochu lovel Eretz Yisrael, before we were zeichet to come to Eretz Yisrael. K'may shekosev leinochem lekim derech Eretz Plishtim. Kikar of Ul Eretz Yisrael, Kfisha Perish Rashi, which you just learned on Shvi Shal Pesach. V'lenochem l'kim derech Eretz Plishtim. Hashem did not allow us to go in the direct route. We couldn't go directly to Eretz Yisrael from Mitzrayim. V'yasev l'kim esom derech amid b'yamsuf, v'chamushim olu, the whole story. We had to go around and then through Yamsuf and so on. Zeh b'chinis chamishim yom shel sviyah, so much we'll get to. Chamushim, which literally means that we were armed, is an allusion to the 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos, the days of Sfiras HaEmor. Kedei lizkos l'kabal satara, in order to be able to come to Har Sinai, in order to get to the truth, one has to journey and one has to suffer and go through difficulties. So the trip from Mitzrayim to Yerushalayim is long and difficult. And the trip from Mitzrayim to get to Har Sinai, to get the Kabbalah story, which we'll talk later on about Shavuos. But we have to go through the 50 days, that period of 50 days, of the 49 days of Sfira, till we get to Shavuos, till we get to the truth. Till we get to that Birur of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Kedei litzkos l'kabbalas haTorah shal yedei zeh nisbar hamadama kanal, where every single Jew is able to be a Navi, where each one of us heard Nevi'ahs, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, where our imagination, our way of thinking, everything took us higher and higher and higher, closer and closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not that the imagination took us to different things, but took us to Hashem. And we all had Nevuah at Har Sinai. Eretz Yisrael is the place where we're all going to be Nevi'im. The Navi says that at the end of time, Eshbarach is Ruchi, that Hashem is going to pour His Ruach of Nevuah, so that every single Jew, man, every woman, every child will be a Navi. We'll all be able to have this Koach of Nevuah, which is perfected imagination. We'll all be able to have that. But until we get there, it's hard. Which we spoke about earlier. That highest level of Amunah, which is Eretz Yisrael, which is, remember, the beginning of the Torah, the Asar Mamoris, Koch Masav Higi La'ama, Losses Lehem Nachlas Goyim, Eretz Yisrael, Amunah, the Ten Mamoris, and so on. Ki'iyev Shalovel Eretz Yisrael, Kima Yidei Berer Hamadam. We cannot come to Eretz Yisrael without working to clarify our imagination, our way of thinking, the choices that we make. The Yetzahar. Shaydeze Iker Hamunah. Therefore, we have to go through all types of tiltulim and different places. Because the main place of achiza samadama, where the madama can get the better of us, where we can fall into confusion and to distortions, that's, of course, Be'eretz HaGashmi, physical matters, the earth. Ki aretz hi tachlis HaGashmi's, shesham ikar achizas amadama. V'zeo b'chinis mailas Eretz Yisrael, and this is a maila of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael shehi Eretz Gashmi. Eretz Yisrael is a physical place. But it's a physical place, shekedosha b'kedusha kazu. It's a physical place, however, that is imbued with kedusha, with holiness, ad shesham ayidei haaretz hakedosh agash midavka zoich lemun shleim b'tachas shleim. Now, normally, physical reality causes confusion and blocks that truth of Hashem. There is one place on earth where the physical reality itself brings one closer to Hashem, strengthens one's emunah, and that's Eretz Yisrael. Over there, Zoich Lemun Shleim B'Tachas Hashemus. Davke in Eretz Yisrael, which is a physical place, we're able to reach Emun Shleim B'Tachas Hashemus. Ki Ha'aretz Agashmi Hi Kedosh Hashem Kol Kach Ad She Ha'aretz Agashmi Davke Shle Eretz Yisrael Hu B'Bchinas Beir Hamadama. That the place itself, the physical place of Eretz Yisrael, helps us to clarify our Emunah and to come to the truth. Shaideze Iker Hamunaval Kain Sirchinless Balkam until Tulum become Bakrains Mashunim. But to get to that truth, we have to go through difficulties. Hakol Bashil Bir Hamadama Kibuchal Mok Mishaborn Lishon Beishaiskin Bad Derek Shlaitisrael. Because wherever we come to, this goes back to what we learned last year, wherever we come to, the Derek Shlaitisrael, on our way to Eretz Yisrael, on our way to that perfected way of thinking to Nevuah, there are unbelievable bilbulim, this tremendous confusion. All the places that we've been in, all the places that we go in this world, that are pulling us away from Emunah. And when we pass, we go through these places, on our way to Eretz Yisrael, because as we learned last year, everywhere a Jew is he's on the way to Eretz Yisrael. Wherever we are in life, we're on our way to Eretz Yisrael. And along the way, there's tremendous amount of bilbulim. Me'acha shepnimius tachlis kavanos shahala b'chal elu amakoymes. Since the deeper hidden tachlis, the kavana of Jews being in all of these places in the world, is our kol b'shvil lovel Eretz Yisrael, is all part of our journey to get back to Eretz Yisrael. But we had to come to these places. Hashem brought us into these nisyanis. And in each place where we live, we go through different tests and different nisyanis. To be mavar the koach hamadama, to try to overcome the etzara, and to see things the way that we should see them, in a clear and accurate way, according to the truth of Torah. Bilbul Hamadam Shnechas Bezamakam. And we're in each and every place we have to strengthen our Amunah, and to be able, by doing that, to be able to somehow be Mavara the Koach HaMadama of that place. Every step that we take on this trip to get back to Eretz Yisrael, not just Eretz Yisrael. Any time that a person wants to do something which is B'Kedusha, or B'Frat, especially L'Skar L'Tzadik Amiti. That's why there are so many minis when you want to go to the Tzadik. When you want to go to a living Tzadik, or you want to go to Kivrei Tzadikim, especially to Tzadik Amiti, which of course Rabbi Nosson is talking about Rabbi Nachman. When a person wants to go to those places where there his mind can be clear, in those places of Kedusha, he's able to see the truth in a clear way without all the bilbulim, without all the confusion. There's so many things that are in the way of getting to those places where a person can think clearly. And then to connect to the Tzadik Amiti, Rabbi Nosson talks about it later on, how people will make fun of the Tzadik and people will try to pull you away from going to the Tzadik, and that it's not for you the Tzadik, and so on. The same way when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, not to go to Eretz Yisrael. You can't live in Eretz Yisrael. It's not for you, Eretz Yisrael. All of the manias that stand in the way, so that a person should not be able to get out of all of the bulbulum of golus of his life, and to overcome all of the manias. It's all the yisurim of going to Eretz Yisrael, of going to the tzaddik. It's also connected to the difficulties that we have in Erev Shabbos. The bilbulim that a person has in Erev Shabbos. I don't know if you ever had any of those. But when you'll be married, if you haven't had big ones now, you'll have them when you're married in Mitzvah Hashem. Erev Shabbos is such a day, it's an unbelievable day. To come to Shabbos, Shabbos is Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos is the tzaddik. But there's so many bilbulim in Erev Shabbos. You go mamish, you can go crazy. And it makes no difference if Shabbos is 4 o'clock or at 8 o'clock. It doesn't make a difference. It's just bilbulim. Minias, just even getting to Shabbos. Just driving to get to Shabbos. Or flying to get to Shabbos. Or in Yonim of Shalom Bayis and Erev Shabbos. In Yonim of the kids and Erev Shabbos. All kinds of bilbulim at the last minute before Shabbos. We have a thing in our home that every single time over the past 38 years or so that we're married, any time that an appliance ever broke was within the hour before Shabbos. Like an oven or a refrigerator. And many times Shabbos with 2 days Yantiv, like attached. That's like we have. My wife is keeping a record. Like every time it comes to, you know, Erev Shabbos, this also my wife has pointed out things breaking, things falling. In Yonim with a child, with the health in Yonim, having to go to run to the doctor. How many times we had coming back Erev Shabbos before candlelighting. The trip to Shabbos is fraught with all kinds of bilbulim, which is the week. But especially Erev Shabbos. That a person shouldn't have Yeshiva Das, Erev Shabbos, which is a time of tshuva. That a person shouldn't come to Shabbos miyushav. And all of the Yetzaharalach and the Demyonis of Erev Shabbos of the week, that a person shouldn't come to Shabbos. And the Tiltulim of the Drachim to get to the Tzaddik. To get there to sell. I said, but chol psiyu psiyu, every step along the way. It's painful, it hurts. But if a person continues, he's mevara the medama b'chol mokam shederech sham. You daven in that place, you learn in that place, you push, you keep on pushing, you try to keep on moving to Shabbos, to the tzaddik, to Yushalayim, and you mevara the koyach and medama to fight against all of the things that come into your head and into your heart that say you can't go back, it's not for you. All the bilbulim, all the demyonis of the Koyach HaMadama. So before we came to Har Sinai, you know, the whole thing, on the way, Amalek with Yamsuf and Amalek, afterwards is Amalek, on the way to Har Sinai. And every single time, when it comes to that Bechina of Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash is also Shabbos. Beis HaMikdash Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. The whole Indian of Purim. Avehi B'Mechashverish is on the way to the Beis HaMikdash. Amalek. It's always like that. That the energy of the Koach HaMadama, when the person is almost Shabbos, almost Eretz Yisrael, almost by the tzaddik, the tremendous, tremendous yisurim and mabulim of the koyach hamadama, because our avodah has to be mavar the koyach hamadama with emunah and to continue on. Valkein al pi roiv tzarich l'sabi v'aderech harbe. If al pi roiv, one has to make many, many sivuvim, has to make many, many turns, things that are unexpected, and to go to places he didn't want to go to, and have experiences he didn't want to have. How kol kfi mashat tzarich levar ha-medama. To be mevar the medama, to bring one's mind into truth, and not to fall into the sheker of the Yetzirah. Kfi sharish nishma, so each person, according to the sharish of his nisham, of what he was sent into this world to be misakin. Ukfi maisev sh'osa b'gilgul zeh b'gilgul machayim. It's connected not only to this Gilgul, but other Gilgulim that he's been through. Till finally a Jew will be able to come to Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is the Ikka Tikkun HaMadam is in Eretz Yisrael, which is a physical place, but a physical place that is shining with Toher Eretz Mikvaydecha Nagila V'Nismach Abach. A physical place that's shining with Hashem's bar. But the truth. Kishomi B'chinis Chiddush Ha'olam. Because that is the point where Hashem began creation. It's that point of Chiddush Ha'olam, of the beginning, of the 10 utterances of creation. It's that's the point before the confusion of Beis, which is two, which is gracious, which my mind can lead me to the truth, or my mind can take me to Sheker, which is the Kach Adam, which is the Eitz Das Tavira, which is the letter Beis of gracious, where I have that choice, where there are two ways. I can either go to the good way, I can go to the bad way. And I have to make a decision. The tikkun of the Koach HaMadam is that there's only one way. And that's Eretz Yisrael, and that's the Nifkabal Satar of Shuas, which is Chiddush HaOlam, creation. Shal Osin Shia B'Bchinis Eretz Yisrael Kanal, by Tar Hanal. U'Bishvil Zeh Nikra HaAretz Adam. And that's why the earth is also called Adama. Adama. Because Adama is a Lashon of Dimyon. Because the earth is a place of Dimyonis. And therefore, it's called Adama. And man is created Ofra min ha-Adama. And that's Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Esodom Ofra min ha-Adama. And that Vayitzer is with two yuds. And Chazal say, a Yitzira of Olam Hazeh, and Yitzirah of Olam Haba, that every single step that we take in our lives, we can either bring ourselves closer and closer to Olam Haba, to the truth, or we can bury ourselves deeper and deeper in Olam Hazeh, in Sheker. And that's Vayitzah Hashem Elokim Esodom Ofra Min HaAdama. Adama is a place of Dimyon. And it can go either way. Hanu B'chinis HaMadama, K'ma Shekosu V'Yad HaNaviyim Adama, it's a Lashon of Dimyon. Because the earth, the Adama, is the place of Achizas HaMadama. Shu b'chinas ha'aretz, shi tachlis ha'gashim is kanal. Shu zanikra ha'odam, b'shem odam, al shem ha'madama. And therefore, human being is called Odam. Odam is Madama. Min ha'adama. Shu loshen dimyon, b'chinas Madama, because that's what a man is. Ki ikar ha'adam never b'shvil ha'bechira, because the ikar tachlis of our creation were not angels. Angels don't have any bechira. Angels don't have any demyonis. The ikar creation of man is that he was created min ha'adama to use his koach ha'medama to bring from that klipas noga, from the etzadas tevira, to bring everything into tov. His eating into kedusha. His sleeping into kedusha. His marriage into kedusha. Everything in his life to bring into Eretz Yisrael, to move into Yerushalayim. Everything into the world of Kedusha. That's the koach that human being has. But he has a choice. That's Bechir. He could either, or that, or he could use his koach HaMadama to make wrong, to come to wrong conclusions, and that from the eating, he becomes more physical. From the marriage, he becomes more base and more disgusting, and so on. You can go either way. That's the koach HaBechir. That's the base of Bereshis. The base of Bereshis is that there are two choices. The Aleph of Anoch Hashem Lekach is that moment at Har Sinai, everything was clear. Aleph. That's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The deeper reason that the world was created with Beis is not some story. The deeper reason the world's created with Beis is because Beis is the beginning of choice. Because Beis is two. And that is what this world is about. The tikkun of this world is back to one. That's the Aleph of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. But the world that we are in is a world of dimyonis, of koyach medama, of ofer min ha'adama. Beis of Bereishis means confusion, means two. Ki ikra adam nivra b'shvila b'chira shutluya b'koyach medama. V'zeh b'chin is yud zayin. V'zeh b'chin is sfir sa'im. And this is the inyan of sfir sa'im. And this is the inyan of Sfiras HaOmer. Counting. There are many times where Rabbi Nosson speaks about counting. That we count from Yetzias and Shoraim to Kabbalah Satayim. Shehu kedei shiitaru nafshus Yisrael mizuhu masum. We're going to say in a few minutes. In order to purify ourselves from all of the filth. What's the filth? Hainu, mizuhamas Mitzrayim, the filth of Mitzrayim. Shebechinis zuhamas anachash, which is the filth of the snake. What's the filth of the snake? Shebechinis bilbul hamadama. The filth of the snake is, it doesn't have to be the way that God said. There are other ways. Or maybe what God was telling you, you think it means this, bemis, it means something else. That began with the snake. Until that time, everything was, there was one mahalach. But the snake, the ending of the snake is bilbulim. The snake says, this is not, it means this, that's not what it means, that's not what God meant. And we have this demyainis. That's not what God meant. I think this, I don't know if it's what he meant. That's the nachash. So in Sfiras HaOmer we say, it's the only time we say such a nusach, of kadesh yitaharu nafshos Yisrael mizuhu masam. We don't have that in any other place. The taharis is by Sfiras HaOmer. Is latar nafsha kadesh yitaru nafsha sisal mizu homasa. Which is the zuma of Mitzrayim, which is the zuma of the nachas of the snake. She begins bilbul hamadama. Bilbul hamadama. That's Mitzrayim is world headquarters of bilbul hamadama. Kamvuba taranal. She bilbul hamadama, who begins zuma sanachas? The confusion. Confusion is the zuama of the snake of the nachash. That's why hanachash hishiani. There's a whole turn of neisasa, but hishiani means that says that the snake confused me, tempted me, seduced me. And hishiani is a lashon of yesh ayin. There is or there isn't. And then later on by Amalek it says hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin. This is the bilbul. Odiyo adenein. I'm not sure. Yes or no. That koch habilbul is the snake. Hanochash yishyan. Yesh ayin. Is God with me now? Or ayin, or is he not with me? Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin. That's the nochash. That's Amalek. That's the Yetzar. That's the koch medama. The ikra kedusha v'tahar shalisa Yisraeli. And the ikra kedusha v'tahar v'jew. Hu kishazoycha l'tahar l'var ha-medama. Is when yizoycha to overcome that confusion and to come to that clarity of Ratzon Hashem with Emunah and Tefillah and so on. She zol b'chinas habira v'atahara mizumas anachash kanal. She zol ikar avodas ha'adam ki yadua. So what's the inyan of Sfiras HaOmer? Mr. Rabbi Nosson says the following. It's a very, very deep thing he says now. V'b'shvil zeh tzrichin lispa Sfiras HaOmer kodem kabbalas ha'Torah. And that's why we have to count Sfiras HaOmer before we receive the Torah. Kidei l'tahareinu mizumas anachash, in order to purify ourselves from the filth of the snake, from the medama, hainu mebil b'la medama canal. How does counting the armor do that? So Menosna explains that the whole inyan of counting, the whole point of counting, is to clarify. That's what counting is. That's what counting does. Okay, tzrichin lispor hayom, and we count the days. Kasvir v'haminin u'b'chines hamadame. Shesham kol hademyonis v'atmunais. It says when you count, when there's a sphere, when there's a counting, and there's a minion. U'b'chines hamadame. Shesham kol hademyonis v'atmunais. Where in that counting, he explains a little bit in a second, a little bit more, there are all kinds of demyonis, all kinds of images and demyonis. Why do you have to count something? You have to count something in order to distinguish it from something else. That's the purpose of counting. That's why the din is based on Sfira, that you're not allowed, apialoch, to say, to that hayayim is hayayim shnayim or shayni or shlishlo. You can't say it's either two. You know, let's say you want to play it safe. You know, you're a little bit in a place of bilbil. In a little place of bilbil. You don't remember. You're not sure what the day is, so you want to cover all bases. So you say that today is one, two, or three. It's very unlikely that would happen the first day. You have to be like a shaker or something. But today is, you know, six, seven, or eight. Today is seven or eight. And you figure the yoytze, because I said sof kol sof, I said, I for sure said the right day, because it's either seven or eight. The din of svira does not allow such a thing. It has to be a svira mivureres. Svira has to be clear. That's what it means to count something. It means thus is thus. This is it, not the other. When you have a lot of stuff, you have all kinds of dimyanis, all kinds of tmunas. Counting means designating and separating. This is one, it's not two. This is the third day, it's not the fourth day. It's the opposite of bilbulim, of confusion. It's calculating and clarifying. Ki ikra asfir v'aminyin urak v'mokim shiyei shinuyim v'dimyonis. You only have to count when there could be potential confusion. So then you need to count in order to clear things up. Otherwise, there's no reason to count. Kilamayla b'tachlis asher shkul echad. When you only have one, there's no choice. And if everything is one, echad miyadeh, echad alakenim b'shamayim b'arts. And that's the end of it. There's no inyan of shnayim miyadeh, shleish miyadeh, avim miyadeh. Echad alakenim b'shamayim b'arts. There's only one. And when there's a matter of one, then there's no inyan of counting, which is interesting. Why is it that the Haggadah ends when we sort of enter into the time of Sfira Sa'omer? So there's the inyan of Echad and Miyadeh and Shnayim Yadeh, Bechlal and Chagadya, this whole way of going from one to two to three in series and so on. Bechlal, the whole Nirtz is in such a way for Aleph Beis. And then, why is it that the tefillas of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Why is it that the Paitanim was so careful, for the most part, to arrange all the piyutim in the seder of Aleph Beis and Tash, or in Tashrak, either from Aleph to Sof, from Sof to Aleph, so, which is the time of tshuva, which the word tshuva itself is Tafshin, it's an inyan of Tashrak. Well, they're so careful. What's the poetry? There are birurim that are taking place to put the world back into order. Tshuva means to put things back into order. It means to return to the correct Seder. Smachlok is the world was created in Nisan and Tishrei, but the Birurim of the Medama need to take place particularly at those times. And therefore, Nisan is Chodesh HaAviv. Aviv is the Seder of Aleph Beis. And Tishrei is tough shit. That there needs to be a Seder. That all this, the Seder has to be where there's a counting and accounting. To make things, to put things in the right perspective, in the right order. It's the opposite of bilbul. Tshuva means clarification. Tshuva means to make seder, to make order out of your life. Chet is a world of the snake, is a world of the zuam of the snake, which is bilbul. To come to Kabbalah Satorah the avodas latahareinim beklipaseinim betumaseinim is the union of counting. Kilamala betachlas asher es kulayachad. Once there's perfection, then kulayachad. There's no counting. There's nothing else. It's only one. There's no 2, 3, 4, 5. It's one. There's no confusion. Again, the Beis Ebreishis is the beginning of confusion. But Lamala, higher than this world, there's no confusion. Everything is one. Vein Sham Shum Dimyan. And there's no dimyan. There's no delusion or distortion. There's no imagining that it's something else. That's all there is Echad Elokein. That's all. Our whole life is to come back to Echad Elokein Shebishamayim V'aretz. Everything is to come to that truth of Echad Elokein, one. Everything is to come to for us HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'shachel HaMalach HaMavis. To come to that truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be Mizgabra on the Kaicham Adama that tells us that there are other things, not God. That there are other ways other than Torah Mitzvahs and Elokus. Vein Shayach Sham Svira, Minyan Klal. There's no Svira, there's no counting when you get higher than the Adama, the Aretz. Eretz, earth. Adama is a place of counting. Because here there's a lot of choices. Echad Elokeinu, that's one. There's no counting because there are no choices. Everything is clear. Vein Shayach Sham Svira, Minyan Klal. What's the ikra sphere? Is when there are all kinds of different pictures and images and choices, and you have to choose. That's when you start counting. That's when you start separating and counting. So on Shabbos, it's also to be, Borer is also on Shabbos. To be mevara, to clarify, and to make these distinctions and separations, because Shabbos is a bechin of echad. Of Echad. Shabbos is higher than the Beis Ebreishis, than the confusion of the 6 days of the week, of all the Bilbulim and all the Tiltulim. Vika Svir b'mokim she'e shinu hatunis v'demiyonis et siyurim shakol had nevroim shabo'ilam. Shakol echad meshunu mechaver b'demusu v'tav nisa. The world is filled with the billions of different things and choices. This world is a world of counting, of categorizing, of separating. And all of the choices of this world, that's the inyan of Koach HaMedama. That we feel that there are options, and that we have choices that we can make. And therefore, the avoda from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Shuas, to Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and ultimately to Eretz Yisrael, is with counting. There's also the meaning of counting the years of Shemitah. I'm talking about Eretz Yisrael, right? Counting the years of Shemitah. And counting the years of the Shemitahs to come to Yovel. To come to that point of Yovel. Kulam HaBechinis Karech HaMadam Va'al Shem Zeh Nikra Medam Loshem Dimyon HaTmuna. We're going to continue Mitzvah next week, where Rabbi Nosson takes us back for a moment to creation, and then from creation we go to Har Sinai and to Shmuel Mitzvah. We'll continue next week. We have a minion now. So.
It's also why I like some sphere.